Hey y'all, welcome to the 34th episode of Overcaffeinated. Today I have another internet friend. You guys are noticing a trend. I have all my internet friends on. Her name is Jules. Jules, introduce yourself.
Hey, yeah, I'm Juliana. I am a food Instagrammer and social media coordinator.
Yes, we love it. Jules is from, are you from originally Milwaukee, or this is just where you live now? Born and raised in Milwaukee. We love it. She basically has the most aesthetically pleasing Instagram for everything you need to know food-wise in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee has so many hidden gems. And that's where I go to school. If you're a new listener, I do go to Marquette University in Milwaukee. And I definitely don't make the most of how great the area is. And so that's why I loved when I found Jules on my podcast Instagram. We connected and we've been engaging with each other. And that's another reason why engagement is so, so important. But do you want to get into a little bit about how you started your like food Instagram and all of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, totally. So my whole life, I've worked in restaurants. So I've always kind of like been in the business. I did like a lot of front of house things, like serving, hosting, a barista for a little bit. You know,
I did that stuff too. I did it too. I respect it.
I feel like most people have like a restaurant stint, but there's not a lot of people who are like lifers.
Right. No, I know.
So I have always been into food, and I was really inspired by, I don't know if you know the account, Food Plus Drink Milwaukee.
No, I don't.
Yeah, so they don't live in Milwaukee anymore. It's okay. A couple named Sam and Gabe, but yeah, I followed their food account on my personal page for forever, for like years, I think. And they were always just like super cool, and they would like comment on my food stuff and be like, what's up?
Yeah.
Make an Instagram. And I was like, yeah, you know, maybe. So then one day I went to a like speaker series at Venture Brew Company.
Cool.
And they had a person there who was talking about storytelling through social media. And she was like answering questions, like a little Q&A at the end. And this guy was like, you know, how do I pick a niche? Like, how do I pick one thing to talk about? Because that was one of her suggestions, was
right,
like really, you know, pick a niche. And she's like, you know, just do something that like you will never get sick of, that you will want to post about continuously. I mean, basically, you know, for however long you're doing it. And I was like, okay, word, like food is one of those things.
Yeah. And I think that's cool because a lot of people love the food industry and all of that, but they're too scared to open their own restaurant. But I think you have the best of both worlds, where like you basically review and you get to see everybody, you get to try all the different food, and it's not necessarily like you own it and condone it on your own. It's like you share what everybody else brings to like the community. And I just think that's awesome. I love that.
Yes, absolutely. I would never open a restaurant. So much work.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how much work and money actually goes into it.
Yeah.
Just not something I'm interested in, but I love eating at all of them.
Yeah. Hey, if you could also provide business to them too, it's a win-win for you and the local businesses. So we love that. But so speaking of when you went to the speaker series, had you been interested in social media and all that stuff beforehand? Or was that like, you were like, this is a pivotal moment. I want to learn about this. I want to do this. Was that like a turning point for you?
Yeah, so I've always been on social media, like, ever since it was a thing, you know, I was, like, on it. I was definitely not supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think MySpace, you had to be, like, 18. I was always on social media, and I had, like, a few Tumblr vlogs that were, like, pretty big, and I was like, oh, man, this is so cool, but I never thought of it as, like, a job until that speaker series.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, like, such a cool thing because I study advertising and marketing, and it's just, like, interesting for me to, like, I study it, but there's people, like, there's so many people on it that use it as, like, a pivotal part of their career, and they don't even, like, necessarily be, like, you are actually a social media manager. Like, you do that, and you freelance, and you do it all, but a lot of people don't understand, like, the power of it, and even to hire someone like you or I to do it for them and everything. So, like, I just think it's cool that you have that and you took it and made it your own on like a personal level, because your page has a lot of traction. Like, it's not like it's just this little rinky dink account. Like, it has a lot of traction. Like, it is definitely like well known, which is awesome. And I feel like a lot of places. Like, my big thing when I travel is I'm just like, I'll go on Yelp. Oops, that's my email. I'll go on Yelp and I'm just like, I like pick the best restaurant, but like usually it's not even the best restaurant. Like, I want to know what people actually enjoy. And I loved your little poll you put on Instagram the other day. It was like top three, whatever. And so I'm from the suburbs of Chicago, but I live in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and you had recommendations of Lake Geneva places, and I was like, oh my god, of course you put Oak Fire, because like everyone loves Oak Fire. But now I'm like, now I want to give you my recommendations in Lake Geneva, because like I know like all the dives, like really good stuff that like you probably wouldn't see on Yelp or like on a review magazine or whatever. So I'll have to send you those at another time if you ever go back to Lake Geneva. But
Yeah, only once. And actually, I didn't even come up with those recommendations.
Yeah.
I reached out to a friend and her sister who are from Lake Geneva.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sent me a bunch of things.
Yeah.
And I posted like the first like three, and I added a fourth one.
Yeah.
That was like a fancy place.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I loved it. Those are like classic places too. So like they're all good. But I was just like, ooh, now I have to give her more recommendations, and especially because you got the recommendations from someone too. So I'm all about sharing the recommendations for Lake Geneva, because I know none in Milwaukee. I've been here for 4 years, and I'm just like, yeah, I go to the Third Ward on the weekends. You know, I like do the same thing over and over again. But one of my roommates, she was like going to brunch for her birthday today. Shout out to Kelly. Happy birthday, Kelly. And I was like, oh my gosh, my new Instagram friend, Jules, she has like a Milwaukee, and she's from Brookfield. So she like is local, you know? So she knows like a lot. She was born and raised in Brookfield. I'm like, you should just like look at this and see. And I forget where they're going today, but I'm pretty sure they picked somewhere on your Instagram. And I think that's just so cool. And I also wanted to talk about like how you use like the Instagram blog format. So you're saying like you used to use Tumblr blogs, and like some people just have their own blogs, and like what benefits have you found in the Instagram blog style? Because like I know what I like from it, but you actually do it, so I want to hear what you enjoy out of that platform.
Yeah, totally. So I mean, I definitely have thought about starting a blog. I've like, you know, had the Tumblr blogs, and then I had a few like WordPress blogs.
Yeah,
but it's just it's so, I don't know, it's very, like, intimidating, I think. Just there's so much, like, setting up the blog initially.
Yeah.
But then also just, like, all your posts, you know, making sure pictures are the right sizes, and then just feeling like you have to write a novel. So, I mean, for me, Instagram, it's just so easy, and it's so, like, versatile.
Yeah.
The fact that you can do just, like, a couple sentences, or you can write like a whole long thing, and, you know, it just depends on, like, what you're feeling.
Yeah, no, I love that, too, and I like that I can follow you and I don't have to click externally to something else. Like even with podcasting, that can be a problem. Like a lot of people follow me on my Instagram page and like engage with me on Instagram, but that doesn't mean that they're necessarily listening. And honestly, I don't really, like, it is what it is. If you listen, I love you. If you don't, I still love you. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But I love that your content, you can keep it, and it's just like this whole archive of all of these food photos, and then you could just go back and listen and like not listen, look at all of them and read the reviews. But also, I really want to pick your brain about like the Instagram guides, because you've utilized those, and I have no clue how to use them because I've never used them for myself. So do you want to tell everyone about this new feature? Because a lot of people don't really know about it, but for what you do, I think it's amazing feature.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, I think it came out in November of last year, so it's still pretty new. And also, it had kind of a short, like, run in terms of people kind of, like, talking about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like Reels has been a thing, you know,
huge.
And, like, when IGTV came out, everybody talked about that. But nobody really talked about guides. But, you know, me working in social media, like, I always want to check out all the features.
Right.
Even if I don't want to utilize it. Like, I definitely want to know so I can, like, give it as an option.
Exactly.
Freelance clients and like at my full-time job. So yeah, I built out a few guides so far. I just like watched a tutorial online. It's pretty easy. You basically just, you know, go into the little guide function, and then you can pick just like whatever posts you want to include, and you write like a title and description. So I mean, it's super easy. I don't have them built out as much as I would like, but you know, it's a good start, and it's better than story highlights. Because nobody's going to click through a story highlight that's, like, 60 slides deep, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just very nice to have everything concise in one place and just like easy to access.
Yeah, I love how you like the one that I was looking at the other day when I was showing my friends. I was like, look at like the drinks one, and then it's, I noticed a lot of the photos were your photos. So a question I have for you is, on the guides, can you not use your photos? Like, can I take a photo from Milwaukee Brewing Company and put it in my guide, or does it have to only be my photos, like on the guide?
No, yeah, you can both. Yeah, oh. You can make guides with like people's posts too, I think. Oh. I don't know, I like using my own photos.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool. I really like that. I don't know how exactly I want to utilize that, but I want to utilize that soon. I might do something with like my favorite podcasts and like different categories of podcasts and like put all compilations of all my favorite episodes, because I've done that a little bit. But again, people don't want to scroll through Instagram stories. Like, you can post about it, but you don't have to necessarily like save it to a highlight. And because I don't go back in people's highlights, like it's just kind of to look cute, you know? So,
yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I definitely love looking at people's highlights, but I mean, the average person, no.
Yeah. Another question I wanted to ask you before we stop talking about Instagram was, when you do like all of these different like restaurant reviews and everything and stuff like that, do you get any like perks, or do you partner up with any places? Like, how does that work? Do you like, you genuinely do it for yourself, or is there any like affiliate program that you do with that?
Yeah, so in the beginning, it was literally just me going to places, buying everything with my money, and just, like, talking about it.
Right.
But as of late, I've definitely had, quite a few restaurants reach out, especially, like, with the pandemic. Social media just got so much more bigger than it already was. So, yeah, there's definitely perks. I'll do, like, partnerships. Some things are gifted. Some things, you know, I get paid for, and I make sure to really, like, discern which is which, because, you know.
Yeah.
All about transparency.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, you know, there's perks now, but in the beginning, no, it was literally just me doing my thing.
Yeah. I think that's cool that you were able to have it be your own and then like build up to that, because it like shows that you can do it. But I love that during the pandemic, because like, I love supporting local businesses and doing all of that, whether it be a restaurant or like a boutique or whatever it may be. I just think it's super important, and obviously you do too, because this is like your passion, you know, but I just think it's nice that they were able to then connect with you and like utilize that, because I think a lot of small businesses don't utilize like micro influencers within their community, because even though there might be a micro influencer, that mom at yoga, if she had a good experience at whatever restaurant, she's going to tell all of the ladies, and they're all going to go with their husbands the next weekend. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So I just think it's cool that they utilize that, because it's just something that I think doesn't happen as often as it should. And like, as social media marketers, we think of it, but they don't necessarily, like the guy that has the dream of making the restaurant and he has the restaurant, he's not necessarily, that's not the first thing he's thinking about. He might not even know what that means, you know? So.
Right. Especially like day-to-day operations, like restaurant owners do not have time for social media.
Yeah,
they
no.
They have a million one other things to do. So, you know, but I love it. That's why we exist.
Yeah. And so do you ever reach out to, like in the beginning, do you ever like reach out to them? Because like some people just might not know that this is a thing or that it exists. Like, do you have, like, I don't know if necessarily for what you do, like, do you have like a media kit for yourself? Like that almost like a resume kind of thing. Like, these are the services I provide. Like, we can work together, and like, I already like your business and yada, yada. Like, how would that work in that sense? Or do you ever do that? I don't know.
Yeah. So I can't say I've ever reached out to anybody locally. I've reached out to bigger brands. Like, I can't think of them off the top of my head.
That's okay.
You know, just kind of like snack brands, like vegan dessert places. I reached out to them. Locally, though, it's really just been word of mouth. People reaching out to me. You know, a lot of restaurants, when they have, like, you know, restaurant opening or menu changes, they'll reach out to, you know, local bloggers and influencers and such.
Okay.
Post about it. So that's kind of how it's been. Just people reaching out to me. I worked with Epicurean Chronicles.
Oh.
For a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know if you know.
No.
There, so it's a food and beverage-based social media marketing agency out of Madison.
Ooh, cool.
And the person who owns it, her name is Chris. Shout out, Chris. she reached out to me, like, very shortly after I started my Instagram. and was like, hey, this is what we do. Like, would you like to be, you know, more or less like a contributor to their page? And I was like, yeah, totally. So I went to a lot of like events and things through that. So that was just kind of like a business partnership that they had, like Epicurean had with the restaurants.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, was able to cover.
Yeah. That's so cool. Oh, I love that. I wish that COVID wasn't a thing because that'd be such a fun way to like get to know people and network and just like enjoy what you're doing too. Like, yeah, you're working, but like this is like a fun work, I would say. Like, you're meeting all these people, you're drinking all these cool drinks, eating all this amazing food that like I probably would never, like a lot of the stuff I'm sure you're trying that you wouldn't necessarily try because you're in this like scenario where you're like, well, there's all these new things, I'm going to try all these new things. Like, I just think that's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's so true. Especially, like, I miss just, like, sit-down dinners, like, chef dinners. Like,
yeah.
Be, like, multiple courses with, like, drink pairings. And, yeah, those dinners, I mean, I try everything, even if I have it in my head, like, that is a no-go for me. I still try it, you know, out of respect for the chefs and their craft.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I miss.
That's so cool. I, like, have never done anything like that. That's definitely, like, a bucket list item is, like, doing something of that entity. That would be so cool. At, like, somewhere, like, posh. Not posh, but just, like, nice. Like, you're, like, this is, like, a whole experience. Because it is a whole experience. Yeah. I studied abroad in Italy, and I took a food and wine course, and we, like, learned about all this different stuff, everything. And, like, just being in Europe in general, like, your whole meal, every meal is an experience. It's not quick. Nothing is quick. And I feel like that's one thing in America that is messed up is that everyone's just like, go, go, go. Like, I don't like it, but whatever.
Absolutely. I know. I was telling my friend the other day, I was like, we need a siesta in our life. Yeah. Like, we need an hour to really just like relax, kind of like recharge in the middle of the day. Yeah, it's so just go, go, go.
Yeah, it's too go, go, go. And speaking of go, 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 because I feel like this actually has a lot to do with it. For all of you that may or may not know, well, actually, Jules is the one that really showed, even told me what this was, because I had no clue what it was. There's this new app. It's called Clubhouse. And essentially, you need an invitation to even like log into the app, which like makes it exclusive. But what makes it even more exclusive is if you can only use iOS, like Apple products to like stream it or turn it on and whatever, which is also super, not bizarre, but like you could just see that Apple has like monopolized everything like now, and that companies are, are teaming up with them so that the app is only available on there. But I just want to pick your brain because, first off, thank you for the invitation to Clubhouse. I've downloaded it. I get notifications constantly. I've never used it. I want to hear anything and everything about this app because it is so new. So many people don't know about it. If it wasn't for you, I would still have no clue what it was. So just dive into how you've used it, what you like about it, what you don't like about it. Be an open book. You're all, it's all yours.
Yeah, totally. Okay, first of all, I'm obsessed. All my friends know this. Every time they are like, what's up, Julie? I'm like, you know, on Clubhouse, working.
Yeah.
So Clubhouse is a drop-in audio chat where people from all over the world come together, and then there's these different rooms you can go into, and all the rooms have a different topic. And so, like, there's people moderating the room, and they pick the topic. You come in, and you're in the, like, quote-unquote audience. And then you, like, raise your hand, and the moderator or the speaker brings you up on stage. It's the terminology.
Yeah, but that's so, so cool.
Yeah, so they bring you up, and then, yeah, you're just, you know, having a conversation. And sometimes they'll have it, so it's, like, the moderators are kind of like a panel, and they're just more or less, like, teaching people things. But a lot of people do have rooms where it's just a big, like, group chat. Everybody can kind of, like, ask questions and contribute. So I am loving it. The ways I've used it. So like I have connected with a lot of like food and beverage people.
Yeah.
But also social media people in general. I feel like they do a lot of the rooms where they just like teach you things and then have like a Q&A at the end.
Right.
But I mean, I love it. I love to hear people's questions. Sometimes they do audits of people's accounts. And like, I love hearing that. Because, I mean, consumer perspective is obviously hugely important
in
social media. And it's hard sometimes when you're so close to it to know how people on the outside see it. So
yeah. Especially with everything being remote and stuff now too, and not really getting that feedback from consumers directly because you're not really interacting with them in any way. It's really hard to know, like, is this working? Is it not working? Just because people are quote unquote liking it doesn't mean that it's necessarily like getting that engagement level that you're looking for. People are actually like invested in your content, you know? And I feel like even do you really use Instagram Reels very often or not really?
I don't. I know it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
Obviously Instagram loves video content. But yeah. I just haven't gotten into it.
Yeah. I'm trying to like even think of like ideas of how you would use that. I feel like it would just be hard because you would be like, you'd have to go places, which is it's harder now to like go places to like review them. Cause that would be so cool to do like little review. I forget. Oh, do you use TikTok?
I mean, I love watching TikTok,
yeah.
But I don't make them.
Okay, so do you know there's this guy, I don't know his name, but he's like this Milwaukee guy. He always comes up on my For You page, and he's like, taco places in Milwaukee. And he has like this voice, and like, I don't know what his name is. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what his name is, but like, he does all these Milwaukee reviews, and I'm like, that is so cool. Like, I think every place should have that, because it's just so easy, and it's cool to be able to like, see where it is, see the food, and all of that, so... maybe when it gets warmer, because especially it's not like ideal conditions right now. We're about to get a storm tonight, like not mentally prepared for that. Yeah, not mentally prepared for that. But I think like all that sort of video content is cool. But I just think Clubhouse is really cool because, well, obviously I like podcasting and everything, but it's nice because you could go in, learn something, and then ask questions, and you could articulate the question. You don't have to like type it in, and it's a live stream, and hopefully they read it. Like, they're literally calling on you. I love that. Like, I love that interaction.
Yeah. Right. And like, the other thing I've been telling people too is the accessibility to celebrities, influencers, just like big names
in
tech. Just like, everybody's so accessible right now. Like, I was in a room where Paris Hilton was talking about like her stock, you know, trading advice,
no way.
And, like, book she's writing. One of my favorite chefs ever, like in life, followed me on Clubhouse, and I was like, there's no way he would have known who I was if it wasn't for Clubhouse.
So wow.
It's just, like, crazy to go in there and to be able to like have conversations with all these like huge people.
That is so cool. Actually, I think this is how we kind of connected, because I had Olivia Menzia from Live a Little Ice Cream on. I actually grew up with her. Like, I've literally known her since we were, like, little girls. But that's, I think, how we, like, connected and everything, because of the Milwaukee connection. But we were talking about Clubhouse the other day on Instagram, and she said that she's like, I just downloaded it the other day, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm about to interview Jules about it, and like yada yada, and she's like, she's like, you have to do this, Sophia. I literally just talked to, it was like the food editor person for like, I don't know if it was like the New York Times, it was like something big, like it was just like absurd.
Yeah.
She's like, it was insane, and I was like, you're kidding, like this is like so, like it's such a pivotal moment. And like, my thing is now that I'm back at school and like I have like designated free time, I just need to like go in there and like explore. So can you explain, like, because I get the notification saying like so and so and so and so is in a group, but I'm like, I don't like that topic. Like, I don't really care about whatever that is. Like, how do you maneuver the app to like find rooms essentially? Like, I haven't really figured that out yet.
Yeah. So, I mean, like any other social media platform, there's definitely an algorithm. And it's highly dependent on the people you're following and, like, how much time you're spending in their rooms.
Okay.
So, it's difficult. You really do have to kind of, like, be very mindful of who you're following for that reason. Because, yeah, otherwise you'll get so many rooms that you're just like, what the heck? That is so irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's an algorithm, and it pulls out events for you. And that's basically just, like, people you're following. It will tell you when they're moderating room.
Oh,
and then
okay.
There's just, like, a tab where it's, like, upcoming events. You can see, like, every single event that's coming up. And then in your hallway, which is, like, your main feed they call it, you have... Basically, the rooms that they think will be most relevant are shown first, but then if you scroll to the bottom and click on the little earth icon, it says explore, then you can see everything that's happening at that moment.
So like, say I'm not following someone, could I join someone else? Like, can I join a room even though I'm not following the person if I'm on the Explore?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can join anybody's room. I mean, unless it's a private room.
Right, right.
Now, if you see those rooms,
God knows what's going on in there.
So you can go in anyone's room. What's the other thing? I don't know. I'll think of it.
Yeah, that's okay. Have you ever hosted a room yourself? Or no?
I haven't yet. I've been like a co-moderator.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so like I just started doing a food and beverage. We started the room. It was like food and beverage trends.
Oh, okay. Kind
of what everybody like, what direction they thought the industry was going in.
Yeah.
But now we're building it out. So we have different topics every week. So like last week we talked about mental health. We talked about just like inclusion, just all these different topics. But yeah, that has been super fun, but I haven't done my own room just because I feel like I know a lot about a lot of things, but I wouldn't say I'm like an expert in any of
right.
the things.
So, right.
You know,
I just think it's cool.
I just have to.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like you, again, I preach this all the time, like with your food Instagram, if you didn't do it, if you didn't just post one day or like those people didn't reach out to you on your personal Instagram and was like, you should really do this. Like, that's how I started. One of the girls from Chicks in the Office, she like reshared one of my stories and then I was DMing with her and asking her, how do I start a podcast and like all this stuff. And she's like, you just got to do it. You just got to try. And that's like my thing. That's like my holy grail. I just tell everyone, you just got to try. So like, that's going to be one of my goals, is to try this Clubhouse thing, kind of maneuver. I'm definitely going to tune into your co-monitor series that you're doing, because that sounds really fun. And just like to get a feel for it too, because I've never even gone in a room or like started listening to anyone. So I just got to like find one, but it would be so much fun listening to you and the other people that are like, I like food. I'll listen to you guys. You know what I mean? Like,
no, exactly. And we love hearing just like consumer perspectives too.
Yeah.
Like people who haven't necessarily worked in the industry, but love restaurants and love food and like want to kind of put their 2 cents in.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure it's like really interesting, especially with like the pandemic going on and like getting a feel for like how much the industry has shifted and all of that sort of stuff, because like everything has become so much more social media heavy, whereas the restaurants, I think, are like, they're leaning on people like you to really amp up business and everything. And I just think that's awesome that you're using all these new tools and everything. I think it'll be interesting. Like, there's a lot of like podcast ones too, but I don't know. I'm just like nervous to like be with all these, like, I don't know who these podcasters are. Like, podcasting has become like the new Instagram. Like, everyone that has an Instagram has a podcast all of a sudden. And it's like,
yeah.
I've done this now. It's been over a year. It's been like 13, 14 months now already, which is like nuts. But I'm like, I did this before the pandemic, you know, like, and now all these people have these podcasts, but it's the same thing. Like, when did you start your Instagram page?
It was October 2018. So,
oh, okay. So a few years. Yeah. Cause I was going to say, you have like a large following and you have a lot of content too. So I was like, you've had to have it for like a little while, you know?
Yeah. No, I've been at it for a minute and it's all organic growth.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know,
yeah.
Don't buy any pictures or anything like that. So yeah, it's been a minute, but I mean, I love it because the people who are following me, I feel like they really are into it. You know, it's not like a follow for follow situation.
Yeah.
Or just like an engagement group situation. It's just like every genuinely wants to like know what I'm posting.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's what I was going to ask you next, is because you are a social media manager, you do it on your own, but you also do it for other companies and stuff. I want your 2 cents on, like, your professional 2 cents on like engagement groups and that whole vibe, because I've met a lot of people through the engagement groups, but then I stopped using them because half of the people are the follow for follow, like for like, and I'm like, actually, all of you don't follow me, so I unfollowed all of you because I did it. I followed you and then you followed me and then probably unfollowed me because you're like, this girl posts every day. But it's like, if you want engagement, like, you gotta post, you know? So
yeah, totally. So I mean, I think with engagement groups, yeah, you'll get a lot of new followers in the beginning, but do they really want to see what you're posting?
Right.
Like, are they really target audience? No, they are not. So for me, it's just not worth it. Like, the short-term benefits, there's just too many cons that can outweigh the pros.
I agree 100%. Like, the few girls I've met through the engagement groups. Like, I've made personal connections with them. And then I feel like all of us just don't really use the rest of it for anything. But, like, it's nice that I've been able to cherry pick, like, the people that I've connected with and made, like, good connections with. But, again, it's all organic. Like, even you shared something on your Instagram. You shared, like, my newsletter, which thank you for sharing that, by the way.
Of course.
So you shared the newsletter. Literally one thing. Didn't have any photos, nothing. It was literally just a whole text thing. Your followers are so loyal. I got, like, 6 people following me yesterday. Someone DM'd me to connect. I was just like, this is awesome. Like, not even, like, because I'm like, ooh, I'm getting more follow. But it's like, they are, like, you're like, follow Sophia because I will be on it. And she will be keeping, like, because they love you. They want to see you in a different entity. And I just think that's awesome because that's, like, my whole mission is I just want to, like, showcase people that are doing really cool stuff within the marketing world and everything. And so I am glad that you are aware that your followers are loyal because now I am fully aware too. And it's been literally less than 24 hours.
Yeah, no, it's cool to see, like, especially with, like, new restaurants or just, like, new food pages. Like,
yeah.
I'm always like, yes, you guys, like, new account, let's go. And I mean, yeah, some of the followings they've gotten from it has been insane. Like, I think, I remember one in particular. Do you know Heirloom, the food truck?
No, I don't. I'm so, like, naive to Milwaukee. It's so sad. Like, no, I need to, like, really make the most of, like, my next few months here because then I probably won't be living here. But I live so close. Like, I can come back and forth. Like, I love visiting here, so.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, yeah, like I'm saying, there's a ton going on, so
yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Awesome food truck. I first discovered them at the West Dallas Farmers Market.
Okay.
And they're very, like, you know, farm to table is very overused, but it is kind of like, you know,
no,
farm to table, locally sourced,
yeah,
situation. And they make their own burrata.
Ooh.
Which, like, yes. So good. So I had posted their burrata and their account was still pretty new. And I definitely think there was, like, a couple hundred people followed them. Like, it was really intense.
Oh my
it was
God.
One of my most popular posts, but, like,
yeah,
obviously because of their creation.
Yeah, so, but, like, that good burrata, like, come on, who wouldn't want to follow that? Like, do you have any, like, tips and tricks on taking good, like, food photos? Because, like, your food photos are so good, and mine are always just so nasty when I take them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not a professional.
Yeah.
I take my photos with my iPhone.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But lighting is obviously super important. I always utilize natural lighting just because
it looks better.
I can get photos, but, you know, yeah, I'm not to the point where, like, I can make any photo look good. Like,
yeah.
I definitely need a good starting product.
Yeah.
So natural light's huge. I love playing with different angles. And I also just take a lot of photos, and, you know, I'm not going to use all of them.
Right.
I'm probably only going to use one or two, but it gives me options and I can really, like, start to see what works and what doesn't work. You know, I really took for granted how nice it is to be in a restaurant with their whole aesthetic, with all their furniture and, like, their decorations and all that.
It's yeah.
So difficult taking good photos at home.
Yeah.
So yeah, my Instagram slowed up a bit during the pandemic, but, you know, what can you do?
There, yeah, again, that's there's only so much you can do. Like, and I think the utilization of, like, the food trucks and stuff and everything, like, my friends and I, we went to the Milwaukee Brewing Company for the first time. We did, like, one of the tours. If you're in Milwaukee and you're of age, highly recommend the Milwaukee Brewing Company tour. It's literally $15. You get a pint glass and basically, like, unlimited drinks while you're on the tour. Essentially, it's, like, the best deal ever, especially, like, for college students and everything. It's such a, and, like, the new vibes there in the new location, it's super close to, like, campus for us. Like, you wouldn't want to walk there, but if it's nice outside, it's in very quick walking distance. And then you can also then walk downtown, because then after we were done there, we walked downtown and on it's technically Water Street. Like, Water Street is where, like, across, it's, like, always, like, across from, like, where Brothers and, like, Red Rock is. There's a ton of food trucks, like, kind of, like, by MSOE, basically.
Yeah.
And, like, I always see food trucks there. And then by the time, because then we always, like, call the Uber. But I'm, like, I want to go and, like, get food from those food trucks because, like, they're clearly there for a reason. And they're always there. So, like, they're clearly getting business. So I don't know if you've ever tried any of those food trucks, but those are the only ones I ever like see. Do you have like any tips? Sorry, I keep like ranting, but I'm thinking, do you have any like tips and tricks of like when there are food trucks? Like, I forget which one. Was it like a bagel food truck? Maybe like followed me yesterday. I forget what it was, but it's like in Milwaukee and they're like, we're like a food truck. And then it like pinned it. Like they had like a pin and then it was like somewhere. I don't know. But like, how do you know if a food truck's going to be there or not? Like, do you have like a good gauge? Like, do you have to like really follow the page to like know? Cause I feel like it's just like sometimes a hit or miss, you know?
Yeah, I think I only really know from following.
Yeah.
But also like just following food people in general, like a lot of people repost it.
Right.
I have a lot of friends in the food and beverage industry from, you know, working.
Right.
And
right.
I've been for like 9 years. So I definitely get a lot of like reposts. Like I see of theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really think, unless you're following them, it is hard. Unless there's, like, you know, a farmer's market or a big event.
Right.
Not always the case. Yeah, usually it's just one truck or a couple trucks parking somewhere. So, yeah, I would just be on the lookout at their pages and then, like, food, other, like, you know, food Instagrammers. I'd like their stuff.
Okay, another question. I just, like, am so fascinated by you. I have all these questions that are coming into my head. Are you, like, do you like cooking for yourself or do you mostly like the restaurant aspect? Because I feel like some people that are foodies in the restaurant industry aren't necessarily like cookers themselves, you know what I'm saying?
I just do not get enjoyment out of cooking. I don't know what it is. I think just knowing I have to like do
clean it,
I'm not here for it. Also, I don't trust myself in terms of like food safety. Like, ooh, I ain't trying to cook seafood. Like, I'm not trying to cook meat. Like, obviously I can get a thermometer,
but right,
I just don't trust.
Yeah.
So I love going to restaurants.
Yeah.
And I actually did, like, you might have saw the post, I did like a collaboration with a local like meal delivery kit service.
Wait, I think I just saw that this afternoon.
Oh, great. Yeah, it was so good. And I was just like, okay, this is pretty fun. Like having everything just kind of like portioned out with
right,
like, recipe. I was like, okay, I could get down with this. But the best thing I've ever tried was, it's called Mina. It's
okay,
a stall at the Crossroads Collective.
Okay.
And they do like a take-home meal, but it's all like prepped and ready to go. So you literally just have to cook it.
Oh.
And that is just so ideal for me.
Yeah. I love that. I like that a lot of companies and like businesses are like making it easier for people that aren't necessarily like chefs, or I say cookers because like I'm not a chef, but I cook.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I right, mean? Like I cook, you know, and I just think it's nice that they've made it so easy for people that don't have enough like confidence in themselves to cook a meal to their standards, because your standards are high now, you know, like mine, I'm just like,
and I cannot reach them.
Right. So if you have something that's like almost like, I always think, because I used to work in a pizza place, like a par-baked pizza, then you can finish it at home, you know? So, like, it's kind of that thing. It's, like, prepped and ready to go. Just got to shove it in the oven for however long, or, like, do whatever to whatever. I just think that's cool that a lot of companies are, like, utilizing that, because that takes a lot less time for them. It's, like, easier to, like, store it. They don't have to necessarily, like, cook it. I feel like that could be, like, a cool, like, food truck thing. But, like, but, like, at, like, a grocery store, they're, like, outside the grocery store, and it's, like, yeah, we know you're hungry. Like, we know you bought all that stuff in the grocery store, but, like, you're going to be hungry right when you get home, and you might have other errands to run, so you could just pop this in the oven when you get home, and by the time you're done fixing all your groceries, it'll be ready. I think that would be ideal.
There you go. Stuffed it up.
Yeah. I have zero experience with food preparation for the masses, but maybe on Clubhouse or something, I'll meet someone that could collab. I think that Clubhouse is like, would be such a game changer for like entrepreneurs, like connecting with like ideas and stuff, because like, again, you're connecting with like big time people. Like, I feel like because you have to have an invitation in the beginning, it was all of these like elitist people. Like, I don't really get a notification saying, like, I get it every once in a while saying, like, your contact so-and-so joined Clubhouse, welcome them. Like, I've only gotten, like, 5 notifications of that since you gave me the link, which was, like, I don't know, like, 3-4 weeks ago already. Like, that felt like a while ago, you know? So, But yeah,
it's everything. And no, I definitely see a ton of people, like collaborating on things with other people, getting jobs. I mean, it's incredible. Even people pitch their businesses and they'll be like investors who will give them, you know, however much money.
Who needs Shark Tank when you got Clubhouse, you know?
People have even reached out to me, like, not knowing me. I don't really think I answered your question before about having a media kit. It's been all word of mouth. So the fact that people from Clubhouse reach out to me and they're like, oh, could you help me with social media? Could you audit my account? Could you create content for me? And not knowing
anything about me at all.
It's bizarre, but I love it. And if I wasn't working as a social media coordinator full time, I would be just, all over it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's cool that even though you're like, oh, this is kind of weird, like that they trust me or whatever. My thing is there's something about someone listening to a physical person on their end. It's not like this pre-generated message. It's you being raw, sharing your knowledge. Like, they're like, hey, she knows what she's talking about. I trust her, and I'm ready to ask her for my help. I think that's awesome. I am actually very proud of you that that's, like, been going on. Like, that's so cool.
Like I said, it would totally be my jam. I mean, the pandemic did inspire me to really take social media to a full-time thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's always kind of been a goal of mine since, you know, maybe, I don't know, like a few months after I started my page. But I was never really super, like, motivated to make it into a full-time job until the pandemic. So, like you were saying before, you know, a lot of people started their businesses during the pandemic. But, you know,
it was you got to start somewhere.
So we had nothing else to do, you know?
Yeah. No, for real. Like, I was doing my podcast, but I really, like, when the pandemic really hit, I'm like, I have all this time. I don't want to just sit around. Like, I'm going to take advantage of this and do the thing. So, it's awesome. I love what you do. Thank you so much for having or for letting me interview you today. Do you have anything you want to plug that you have going on coming soon? Anything you want to last tell everyone before we sign off?
Yeah. So, I mean, Jules and MKE is my handle on all the things. But I really only use Instagram and Clubhouse.
Okay.
So find me on there. Let's connect. That's like the signature thing.
Yeah.
Clubhouse is let's connect. <It's> so cheesy. But yeah, and like always reach out to me. I'm so down. Like when people are like, oh, I need a specific restaurant recommendation for like this occasion, this event on this day. I love that. And I go like really hard trying to like help them. Like I will find the places, see what they have going on that night. If they have any specials during COVID, I like check if places are open, if they're like like I love doing that for people. So feel free to reach out whenever.
I love that. Everyone, Jules will be your VIP Milwaukee concierge for life. And you don't even have to leave your bed for her to do it for you, which is perfect.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I will see you all next week. Bye.